Hi, you're listening to an episode of the Pedestrian Podcast, taped live at Stageworks Theater in San Francisco, California, on February 24th, 2017 at 7 p.m. Please visit our website at pedestrianpodcast.improvfrombelow.com to listen to more episodes and find out where you can see our next show. Also, please like us on Facebook and iTunes.
Boop, 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 boop. I'm walking!
Hi, hello, hi.
Hello, welcome to the Pedestrian Podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm Krish.
Well, I'm Hector.
We can talk about anything. We can have a conversation on any topic, on any subject. So we're actually going to improvise these based on your suggestions. We're going to improvise two podcasts based on your suggestions. And we have a group of friends who...
That's right. Our group of friends, they think this is kind of pretentious of us.
Yeah, a little pretentious of us to have this. So we've invited them to try their best to mock us in between our conversation.
Yeah.
So you might hear them chiming in at parts.
Yeah, and please laugh and clap for them because they'll need it because, it's a tough challenge.
Because we're not pretentious at all.
Absolutely not.
No.
So without further ado, can you put your hands together?
For Andy Feldman... Bree Kalla, Caitlin Harrington, and David Chalk.
Woo! Woo!
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, we're going to get started. And to do that, we need your help. Could somebody share, in a sentence, a happy memory from your life?
First summer at sleepaway camp.
Thank you. I remember in the sixth grade, we had these camps, like near the end of the year, the entire sixth grade went out to this place called Fairview in kind of the forestal area of New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there for 3 days. And I was in the sixth grade. It was probably my first time in a camp-like environment.
Mm-hmm.
I'd grown up like very pampered in the suburbs.
Who were you with?
I was with other sixth graders in my sixth grade class.
Okay.
And I was put into this to these cabins, and I was eating food, and I didn't really like enjoy the food. It wasn't home cooked, and you know the environment was just really uncomfortable. So I started crying after the first night, saying I wanted to go home and everything else. And
look, Krish, I think I have you beat here. I mean, it's kind of sad that you started crying on your first trip away from home in sixth grade when I started crying during my first sleepover in first grade when I went over to my friend's house. Gabe George is his name. Yes, we're using real names this time. Gabe George invited me over, and we watched Ghostbusters. And that night... I had a nightmare about the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man, and it was terrifying. I started crying, and Mrs. George had to call up my mom. Also, Mrs. George was not very comforting. She was really put off by the fact that she had to wake up and call my mom.
Well, I'm sure Mrs. George was talking to was in the context of, this is a first grader at their first sleepover. I need to point out again, I was in the sixth grade. The sixth grade. So, you know, that is way more embarrassing of a situation to be in.
Well, okay, first of all, don't defend Mrs. George. Don't defend Mrs. George. She was not a good mom, I don't think. They had stuff on their walls. Like, they had, like, the crocheted, like, home sweet home kind of stuff.
We're using real names, by the way.
That's right. Well, probably she's probably changed her name. I don't know. I don't know how many times she's been divorced. Who knows, right? So the thing is, don't defend her. First of all, second of all, I think, it's embarrassing to be crying when you're six. But like, I started crying. I've been crying all my life. Obviously, mm-hmm. Like when I was every day I come home from school, I would cry until probably last year?
Yeah. Yeah, I still cry. I probably cried a few weeks ago.
Okay, well, now you're bragging.
When I think about it now, I shouldn't be apologizing for crying in the sixth grade because there's nothing wrong with crying. There's like nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's just a natural thing that we all do.
I think it's better to cry as an adult.
I completely agree. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think I like the idea that, you know, it's a one avenue for us to release our emotions. You know, like, if you don't cry, you become emotionally constipated with your sadness.
Well, okay, that's kind of gross. yeah, okay, you're saying, like, you get repressed, right, if you don't cry?
Exactly,
yeah. Are there ways to express your emotions other than crying? Sometimes I feel like crying is this, like, evolutionary thing that we've, like, been programmed to, like, sort of elicit emotions from other people, some pity from other people.
I feel like you got that from watching a Pixar movie. Because, honestly, I do feel that there's something about crying that's also cathartic. There's a reason that we cry that has nothing to do with other people. I cry alone in my apartment all the time, and there's no one there to react to it, and I feel so much better afterwards.
Do you feel like you're telling us now, like, is this a brag? Is this a brag that you're doing? Like, are you bragging right now?
I kind of am, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so really you're not crying alone in your apartment. You're crying alone knowing later that you can tell about how awesome this feeling was that you, like, you basically emotionally came in tears.
Now that's gross. And also, in addition to that being gross, I wasn't expecting to have the opportunity to talk to a bunch of people about how often I cry. But now that I am, I'm actually kind of proud of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
your dog died. Well, we have something to top that.
Yeah, we lost both our children.
Both kids died.
Both of them. In the most tragic way possible.
It was horribly tragic.
Bus crash. Bus crash.
On the way to special ed class. Okay, yeah.
That's right.
Exactly.
They were special needs children,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's so much worse than your dog.
Absolutely. I mean,
or even, like, your parent that died. I have that topped also.
Oh, we totally have that topped.
Oh, yeah. No, both our parents died.
Both our parents died.
In a crash.
Yes.
A plane crash.
Plane crash. Also on the way to special ed camp.
Yes, they were also special needs.
Yes. We're surrounded by special needs.
Yeah. So you think you have it tough?
You're wrong.
We are worse people than you.
Oh, it just feels so good to emote. Oh, you know?
It's like an orgasm.
It's I can't tell the difference between this and an orgasm.
I cried during sex the whole time, so I enjoy it more.
Me too. Remember that time that we cried, baby, yeah, for like an hour during
the sheets were soaked.
So many fluids. There were so many fluids.
But mostly tears.
Oh, my God. It was so cathartic.
Oh.
We should teach a class about it.
It's making me sad just thinking about it.
Do you want to cry right now?
I could use a good cry.
Let's just let it out. Just let it out.
Let it go.
Oh, my God. My face is really wet right now.
Oh.
Your face really wet right now?
And your face makes my face wet.
I just want to like barf tears all over my face.
Oh,
so wonderful. There's so few places you could really do that in life, you know what I mean?
God. Oh.
Like at work, I just sit there like constipated all day, and then I get home to you.
My face is so dry at work.
So dry, so tragically dry.
It's like a desert.
And it's not just about crying, you know? There's like other emotions too that just feel so good when you let them. The so-called negative emotions, like anger. Like, have you ever told somebody off?
Yes.
Have you felt good telling somebody?
Yeah.
Off? Yeah.
But the thing is, like, you know, like, we live in this world where we're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, we have all these layers in our brain that tell us, hey, guess what? Don't punch your boss. That's not a good idea. And that's what I listen to most of the time. But then it gets bottled up. And then you know, a phone booth gets the brunt of my anger, which is really unfair to a phone booth because the phone booth did nothing to me. It did nothing to me. And yet I had to punch it because I was pissed off about something else, about someone else. So so that's the thing. It's like, I feel like you're saying like, oh, it's good to let it out.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember I was on a trip. I was in Cancun and this person was trying to wake me up at 6 a.m. in the morning, being really disrespectful. It was kind of a friend of a friend. And I opened the door. I'd seen this guy in high school and I was like, stop banging on the door. And he was continued to bang on the door, and I opened the door, and the only thing that I could think to do was just give him the finger. I gave him the finger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was the talk of the rest of the trip, that I gave him the finger. And everyone was kind of making fun of me for it. On the other hand, it felt so good.
It feels so good.
In that moment, it felt amazing.
Krish, I'm going to say something that may sound unpopular, mm-hmm. or maybe unpopular. Yeah. And it's that I think this is the one good thing that Trump is good for, is that we finally have someone. We have a face for our anger. You know, we have someone that we can be angry at instead of this, like, you know, this feeling of like existential dread that I normally have. Now it's like, oh no, it's this guy. It's this motherfucker that I
you have a scapegoat. Have a scapegoat. For all of our problems, mm-hmm. we can just blame him.
Exactly. Yeah. He's sort of like, that kind of makes him a Christ figure.
I completely disagree with that in every single way.
I mean, I just, now it's like we're the Pharisees and he's Christ, right? He's going to take on all our hate. Right?
If anything, we're the martyrs. We are martyring ourselves.
That's what the Pharisees said.
I'm laughing at how ridiculous that is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you should think it through, right? I mean, like who kind of has like...
Also, weren't the Pharisees part of the Old Testament and Moses? Like, where's... like?
No. Pharisees are in the New Testament.
Oh, they are in the
New Testament? Yeah, they're the ones that turned... that basically gave up Christ, who was, according to most accounts, blonde-haired and blue-eyed, as we see a particular president might be. Is he blue-eyed?
I don't even think he's blonde-haired.
He's orange-faced. As Jesus was.
Another thing that we completely disagree on.
We have no proof.
We have no proof of any of this.
Yeah.
You know?
So
we just have four gospels.
Well, just four?
Just four gospels.
What about there's other apocryphal text?
I think it's time that we added a fifth gospel and made it the Book of Trump.
Okay, where the fuck do I start with that? No, because he is a horrible person and it should not be worshipped like that.
Yeah, but look how famous he is. He's equally as, if not more, famous than Jesus.
Okay, but the Gospels aren't about who's more famous. The Gospels are about, you know, religious enlightenment and stuff like that.
Oh, so you're saying that he should be a good person in order for him to be in the gospel?
That would be a good start, yes.
But he affects so many lives.
Yeah, in the worst possible way.
I mean, look, nobody reads the Bible, right? Because it's not very entertaining. What if we made it a little more spicy? Everyone watches the news now.
Okay, the Bible is not 50 Shades of Grey. The Bible is an important book that people get a lot of solace from.
The New York Times subscriptions are through the roof right now. Why do you think that is?
It's not worth Trump becoming a deity or something like that.
I mean, I guess he doesn't deserve to be a deity.
No, he does not.
But we could just call him, like, Jerk Trump.
Jerk Trump?
Yeah, like, give him his own gospel, but just call him Jerk Trump. That way everyone knows we're not endorsing him.
But still giving him a gospel?
It'll sell so many Bibles.
No. That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. But it's a super good idea.
Okay. I'm not on board with this. I don't think Trump should be anywhere near the Bible. That's final for me. Sorry.
Look, just hear me out. People buy the Bible because they see that Trump has a gospel, right?
No.
Then, believe me, people will buy it. And then they read all the other parts about, like, Jesus. And I don't even know what's in there because I haven't read it. This is my point.
Brie, you get angry a lot, right?
Yeah.
You know what you can do to help that? Punch a phone. Just take your cell phone out when you're angry and punch it.
Punch a phone?
I used to punch phone booths, but they don't exist anymore, so I punch my cell phone.
Well, don't you go through a lot of phones that way?
Important thing is to get a good, cushy case.
So you're not trying to damage your phone, you're just...
Get your aggression out. It's like one good punch, and it's like, I'm not angry again for an hour or two.
Well, I guess it's better than, you know, punching people or punching public property or something like that.
I tried punching bus stops, but yeah, it's glass. Stupid.
You tried to punch a bus stop?
I didn't try.
You punched a bus stop?
They don't have cushy cases.
Why a bus stop?
There's no phone booths anymore. Okay, and I didn't want to be angry anymore.
I've actually never heard of anybody punching a bus stop. Like, I've heard of punching through a wall or...
Hold on a second. You're making me angry now. Can I borrow your phone?
No. No. Okay, let's... I understand where you're coming from, that you want to kind of get your anger out. You don't want to take it out on anybody else.
Exactly.
Right?
You're talking to me like I'm a crazy person.
I'm not trying to anger you by talking to you like you're a crazy person.
I'm trying to help you with your anger problem.
I'm not the one raising my voice right now.
Okay, that's a good point.
So we'll just stick to punching your phone.
We can't both punch my phone.
No, okay. We'll punch our own phones.
That's all I was saying.
Punch a phone. I don't.
Problem solved.
I guess so.
Jesus was orange. Show me proof he wasn't orange, and I will stop saying that.
He lived so long ago that nobody really knows what color.
So there's like a 99.9 chance that I'm right.
I think what I just said it contradicts what you just said.
But if no one's alive now who can prove that, then, you know, chances are just as good that it is true.
I mean, the thing is, most people aren't orange.
But this is also back then. He lived in the desert. We don't know how tans looked in the desert back then.
But orange is kind of like an unnatural color, you know? Like, it's like the color of spray tans.
Yeah, I guess they didn't have spray tans back then.
No.
Okay, but Jesus was like a vegetarian, so I'm sure he ate a lot of carrots, and that would have like caused him to look very orange. He didn't need a spray tan or anything.
Okay, well, I eat a lot of eggplants, but I'm not purple.
Well, I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
Excuse me.
There's a slight purple tint to you.
Well, I just tried a new makeup.
Oh, it looks good.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Jesus would look good orange.
Well, I agree.
And I don't think you're really a part of the alt-right. I do think you're playing into their hands, though.
Yes. No, hold on. You're saying I'm a puppet of the alt-right?
I think you're a puppet of the
I
alt-right.
Think you're the puppet of the alt-right.
I've done nothing to show myself as a puppet of the
oh,
alt-right.
Oh, that sounds so devious and shadowy. Exactly how someone who is a puppet of the alt-right would react.
You just praised Trump. I think there's a clear distinction.
I believe there's a difference between praising Trump and equating him to Jesus. I think both are possibly demagogues. And so, I mean, really, if anything, I might have just disgraced Jesus is what I've done.
Yes. Goodbye to all of our religious fans out there.
Hello to our a-religious fans.
Or goodbye to all of our demagogic fans out there.
Oh, okay, Krish.
I think we're losing fans. You know, I think I just need to get that out of my chest.
I don't
feel better about myself.
Oh, okay. Well, I am okay with losing fans because I don't think we had that many to begin with.
That's probably true. I still feel a loss.
Krish, what do you want me to do? You want me to bake you a cake?
Oh my God, I'm so angry that we lost all our fans. I could punch something.
I think I should be crucified.
So, doctor, you're saying my anemia is Trump-induced anemia?
Just cry. Everything's better after you cry.
Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters!
Cry when you're happy. Cry when you're sad. Cry when your boss talks to you.
Your little bitch first grader son won't stop crying about the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Come and pick him up.
Mrs. George, can you please just call my mom?
Mrs. George, can you please stop divorcing husbands?
Mrs. George, that's a beautiful knit on your wall.
Mrs. George, you're a lot like Jesus.
Mrs. George, you're our number one fan.
Mrs. George, please don't stop listening.
Mrs. George, we love you.
I'm laughing because I disagree with all of you. Stop listening, Mrs. George. Deserve to get divorced a lot.
Come back, Mrs. George.
Don't.
Gabe, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
No, we're not.
We'll give you a free Bible.
We can go see the new Ghostbusters together.
We should call Mrs. George Jerk Mrs. George so it's clear that we are not deifying her or want her to listen ever.
Mrs. George, that was disrespectful. I'm so sorry.
I'm craving an orange. Is anyone craving an orange?
I'm craving an eggplant.
My eyes are still kind of watering.
It's okay, David. It's okay.
Just let it out.
Let's just cry, guys. Let's just cry.
So I guess I think one thing we can agree on is that crying feels good.
Yeah, it feels like an orgasm.
Yep. And that's our first half.
Thank you so much.